amazing person. I hope you're having an amazing day, and if not, that's okay too. Welcome to the 20th episode of Keep Calm and Mental Health On. I'm Aditi Adhika, your host, and I'm so excited to have you here. It means a lot. Now, today's episode is personal. Not just because I felt it, but because I know you've probably felt it too. And it's that moment when you look at yourself in the mirror and think, who even am I anymore? You feel distant from yourself, like you're walking around in a version of you that doesn't quite fit. The confidence you once had, gone or fragile. Your voice, shaky. Your sense of identity, cloudy. So let's talk about it. Let's get real about what happens when we forget who we are and how to slowly, softly remember. Let's talk about the confidence crisis and how we don't feel like ourselves anymore. Ever dealt with the feeling, this isn't who I thought I'd be? Let's start there. That uncomfortable moment when you look at your life and think, I'm not showing up the way I used to. I used to be so confident. What happened? And even, why am I second-guessing everything lately? You start shrinking, you turn down your volume in rooms that you once lit up, and you rehearse what to say before speaking so many times. You ask questions with answers you already know because you need someone else to confirm them and reassure them. You're not being dramatic. You're going through a confidence shift. And confidence shifts don't always happen because something bad happened. Sometimes they just sneak up on you, slowly, quietly, and suddenly you don't recognize the voice in your head anymore. Because confidence isn't static, it evolves. And one of the biggest myths that we're fed is that confidence is a trait, like eye color or height, but it's not. Confidence is relational, changes depending on who you're around, what phase of life you're in, and what's happening in your mind, and how safe you feel to be fully seen. So if you're feeling unsteady right now, it doesn't mean you're regressing, that you're losing what you've built. It means that you're rebuilding. Think of it this way. You're not less confident. You're just growing into a version of yourself who doesn't rely on performance anymore. Because when imposter syndrome feels too real, we know it's the villain. That sneaky, soft-spoken voice that says, you don't really belong here. They'll figure out you're faking it. You just got lucky, and you're not as good as they think. And imposter syndrome is brutal because it feeds on silence. The less you talk about it, the more it grows. But here's the truth. You earned that win. You're not a fraud. And doubting yourself doesn't make you unworthy. And confidence isn't the absence of fear. It's moving anyways. So today, even if your voice shakes, say the thing. Even if you're scared, try the thing. That's what real confidence is made of. It's trying anyways, even if you're scared. So how should we reintroduce ourselves to ourselves? Here's the turning point. When you don't feel like yourself, what if that's the cue to meet who you're becoming? So let's do this together. Take a moment to close your eyes or slow your breathing if you're on the go. And ask yourself, who am I when no one is watching? Who was I before I felt the pressure to impress? And what makes me feel like me? And it's okay if you don't know this right away. Take some time to think about it. You could write it down, say it out loud. Reintroduce yourself. Not the curated, filtered, polished version, but the one who laughs too hard, takes awkward pauses, second guesses, but still tries, and wants to be seen for something deeper. You don't have to go back to the old you. You get to meet yourself again. So here's some prompts to explore after this episode when you're in a safe and quiet space. So number one, when was the last time I felt proud of who I was? What was happening? And number two, what's one part of me I've hidden to fit in? Number three, who in my life makes me feel most like myself? Number four, what do I wish people understood about me right now? And lastly, number five, what version of myself am I afraid to fully step into and why? Sometimes clarity doesn't come through answers. It comes through honest questions. Because confidence isn't always loud. It's honest. So let's redefine that. Confidence also isn't flawless. It isn't always certain and it isn't always put together. Confidence is texting, I need help. Asking question when you're afraid, it's obvious. Crying when something matters. Laughing at your own awkwardness. And trying again after being knocked down. The loudest person in the room isn't always the most self-assured. Sometimes the most confident person is the one quietly choosing to stay. So, feeling small doesn't mean you're shrinking yourself. It might just mean your environment doesn't fit your growth anymore. When you start questioning yourself, ask yourself, is this regression? Because that's not failure, it is feedback. Or is this a signal I've outgrown something? Maybe your old confidence doesn't apply because you've entered new spaces, you're unlearning perfectionism, and you're finally allowing softness. You're not going backwards, you're shedding. And that's brave. So, I know that you may feel very unsure right now, like almost that you're drifting, fading, unraveling, but you're still here, and beneath that doubt, just try to be kind, smart, soft, and powerful, because that version of you that once felt strong, it's not gone. It's evolving. And I believe in you, that you can find your voice again, and I hope that you can take a deep breath and let that sink in, because that past self never left. It's just evolving and will sit with you in the quiet. So if you don't feel like yourself right now, that's okay. You're not lost, you're just in motion. You don't need to reclaim the past version of you. You can become someone new without apology. And if your confidence feels quiet right now, let it be. Let it rebuild slowly, authentically. You're still you, even in the fog, even in the freeze, even in the fear. I'm proud of you, and keep meeting yourself with gentleness. Thank you so much for listening to today's episode. Keep Calm and Mental Health on. I've really been so excited about this journey and for this being the 20th episode. I'm so excited to keep growing with you all. The podcast can be found on Spotify, YouTube, and iHeartRadio. This resonated with you. Share with a friend who might need to hear it. Next episode, we'll talk about feeling too much all at once because of emotional flooding, sensory overload, and overthinking. Until next time, stay kind to your mind and take care. Signing off with lots of love and positivity, this is Aditi reminding you to keep calm and mental health on.